For the Piggy Crufts grand finale, Emily invited all the neighbourhood kids along to watch. And by the end of it, Taz had achieved an unblemished 100% win rate. Emily was delighted, swinging her glossy ponytail as she allowed everyone to hold him, pronouncing hers the champion guinea pig. She was always more competitive than I was, and while I really didn't mind that Doctor Who wasn't as fast as Taz, her endless bragging that afternoon started to fray my nerves, and more than anything, I felt sorry for Doctor Who. Everyone helped themselves to the beakers of orange squash Mum had brought out. I jumped up on the edge of the crumbling rockery and clapped my hands, feeling a flutter of nerves at drawing attention to myself so boldly. The group turned towards me, and for a moment, I was lost for words. "Now it's time for the beauty contest," I blurted out. It was as much of a surprise to me as it was to Emily. I guess I just wanted to give Doctor Who a chance at winning something. Emily scowled. This wasn't part of the plan. The dozen or so children all gathered closer, and it was agreed that we should pass the two guinea pigs around the group so they could each take a good look at both contestants before casting their votes. When we were ready, I stood to the left of the hutch with Doctor Who, and Emily stood to the right with Taz. In order to vote, our friends simply had to walk over and stand by the guinea pig they judged to be the cutest. Undeterred by my improvisation and still buzzing from Taz's recent victory, Emily kissed her guinea pig confidently and cried out, "Cast your votes!" Our friends rushed forward, and to my amazement, all but one of them was standing on my side. Next to Emily and Taz was the lone figure of Titchy Sammy Evans, Emily's most loyal friend, but even she looked as though she might have preferred to be standing with the rest of us. Ben Christie scooped Doctor Who from my hands and held him skywards. "The winner!" he shouted dramatically, and the crowd broke up, the game having come to an end. The next morning, when I went to feed the guinea pigs, I found Doctor Who huddled in the corner of the hutch, his face an indigo mess, where he had been trying to lick clean his darkly stained hind quarters. Lying on the floor beside the hutch were two fountain pen cartridges, both of them pierced and entirely emptied of their contents.